Osho, the invitation, responses to disciples' questions, given at the Osho Commune International, Pune, India. Discourse number 13.
Beloved Bhagwan, lately I feel the longing inside to go beyond the mind and experience something more is growing. It seems like such a long process. Does it have to take a long time?
Atityama. The longing to go beyond the mind is the only longing worth having. All that man desires and hopes for is utterly meaningless. In success, in failure, in every possible way, it leads you nowhere. It is not only that in failure you feel the pain, the pain and the defeat and the agony. Those who succeed, they also feel the same pain in a different way, perhaps more deeply than those who have failed, because they have succeeded in what they wanted. And yet, their inner being is as dark and as empty as ever. They have everything on the outside and nothing inside. All that they have succeeded in attaining, in achieving, in fact becomes a contrast and shows their inner emptiness more clearly than to those who have failed to attain. It is just like if you write with the white chalk on a white wall, it doesn't show. You have to write it on a blackboard, then it shows and clearly. The emptiness, meaninglessness, shows more clearly on the blackboard of success then it shows on the mind and its screen in failure. In failure there is still hope. In success there is no hope. You have already arrived, and your arrival is the death of all your hoping. It is a very strange experience that the only successful lovers are those who never meet, are never allowed to meet by the society, by the parents, by the situation. They are the only successful lovers. The world remembers them for centuries. But once the lovers meet, then all hope and all romance from life simply evaporates. But there is one longing amongst all longings, and that is the longing to go beyond mind. But there is a contradiction in this longing. Because all longing belongs to the mind. How the mind can long, desire to go beyond itself? So the longing to go beyond mind has not to be understood in the same way as any other desire, any other ambition. In fact, to call it longing is not right. It is an understanding more than a desire. It is an understanding of the agony and the pain of mind that makes one feel it is better to go beyond. It is not something in far away future as a goal, but something that has to be allowed to happen right now. If you can see what mind has done to you and what it is continuously doing to you, how much misery and how much suffering it goes on creating. The very understanding of the misery of mind is enough to go beyond. You don't ask how to go beyond. You simply cannot remain in the mind. You are in the mind because you are not clear that your misery is caused by the mind. you go on throwing the responsibility on something or other. Jayapal Sartre has said, and when a man like Sartre says something, it is significant. His statement has become immensely famous. The other is hell. In an ordinary way, it appears to be right. Because you always suffer because of others. Your wife deserts you. Your husband does not love you. Your children are turning into hippies. It is always the others who are creating misery, otherwise you would be in paradise. In this ordinary sense, his statement has meaning. And that's why it has become so famous and so important. But deep down, it is rooted in ignorance. The other is not hell. The other is only a mirror. The other only reflects your mind, your face. I have heard an ancient parable that a woman who was very ugly was against mirrors. She was so much against mirrors that she did not allow any mirror in her own home. Her antagonism was so deep that if she saw a mirror in somebody else's house, the first thing was to break the mirror. And people ask, what is the matter? Why you have broken the mirror? She said, the mirror makes me ugly. Otherwise, I am perfectly well. If there was no mirror, I would not have been ugly. The same is the situation when Jayapal Sartre says the other is hell. It is you. It is your mind. And because Sartre goes on depending on this understanding, a man of his caliber and genius never transcends mind, never even thinks of it. It is unfortunate that such beautiful people with such sharp intelligence yet remained unaware of a simple fact that in your relationships It is your mind that is reflected. In your misery, it is your mind. In your jealousy, it is your mind. In your hate, it is your mind. In your lust for power, it is your mind. Once you see the multidimensional capacity of the mind to create hell for you, the very understanding takes you out of it. You don't have to long, you don't have to desire, you don't have to do anything else other than understand the mind. Yama, you are saying, I feel the longing inside to go beyond the mind and experience something more is growing. Superficially, anybody will say, a spiritual desire has taken possession of you. But I am going to be a little hard on you. First, the feeling is part of the mind. The longing is part of the mind. To have some experience is a desire of the mind. And to have something even more. Which is the very nature of mind. It can be reduced in a simple statement. It always asks for more. It may be money or it may be imagination. It doesn't matter. Mind goes on asking for more. Even if you get God Himself, the mind will still ask the same thing, something more. What you are going to do with this God? Now you are stuck forever. Just think yourself getting stuck with God forever. The mind miss even suggests you it is better to lose this fellow rather than to remain stuck with him. Either get something more or even less will do, but a change is absolutely needed. Mind is a continuous thirst for more. It never finds fulfillment. So you have to understand one thing, then this longing should not be part of the mind. This desire to experience something more should not be mind deceiving you in the name of religion, in the name of spirituality. The only way to avoid the mind and its deceptions, and they are very subtle, the only way is drop these words, longing, experience, more. Rather, try to understand the mind, what it is. Look into every nook and corner of the mind, from where all desires arise, all longings arise, from where all passions arise. Just look into this source of all your life. And the very understanding that the mind is the hell, and you will find yourself beyond it. You will not have to go beyond it. It is almost like when you find your house is on fire. When you see it on fire, you don't think and contemplate what to do. You don't consult holy scriptures for right instructions. You simply jump out of the house whether it is a door or a window, it doesn't matter. Whether you are properly dressed or not, it doesn't matter. You know a great crowd is waiting, but if you are in your bathroom and suddenly find the house is on fire, you will jump out of the window naked. You will forget even to take the towel with you. It is not a time to think of all these trivia. And the crowd is not going to be angry with you, even in Pune. Even the police commissioner is not going to take any action against you. In such a situation, ordinary laws don't apply. The transcendence from mind has happened only to very few people in the world. And the reason is they always get deceived by the mind. The mind itself starts asking for transcendence, for going beyond, for searching the truth. And you forget that these are subtle devices of the mind to take you astray from one single thing, that is a deep understanding of mind itself. Neither transcendence is needed, nor going beyond is needed, nor any spiritual experience is needed. What is needed is a total understanding of your mind and its structure and its functioning. And that very understanding, without any effort on your part, will become the transcendence, will take you beyond, will give you the experience that mind was only dreaming about and deceiving you. Your question certainly is arising from the mind, because the next thing it asks, it seems like such a long process. Understanding is not a long process. Understanding is immediate. You come across a snake on the road, understanding does not take long time. You simply jump out of the way without even thinking what you are doing. In my childhood, the house in which I used to live, in front of it were only shops. In my line of the houses were residential houses, but in the front there were only shops. So in the night, on the other side of the road, after 9 o'clock, the shops were closed and it became utter dark. At that time, electricity has not come in my village. And we used to make people afraid. People who were very strong, particularly those who bet too much, of their strength, just nearby there was a gymnasium. the most famous in the area. And people were making their bodies, and they had champions, and we were very small, but we knew that whether you are a champion or a great wrestler, it does not matter. We used to purchase from the market just paper snakes. And we will put them on the other side of the road, with a thin black thread in our hands, in our house sitting. Nobody was concerned in the house that we are doing anything, we are simply sitting, just keeping the thread and watching for the right person. And whenever we will see some great wrestler is coming, we will start pulling our thread slowly. And as the snake came on the road, and the scene was worth seeing. The wrestler will forget everything. He was carrying a lamp in his hand, the lamp will fall down, and the wrestler will run so fast, sometimes he will fall down. And a crowd will gather, what has happened? And he will say that there was such a great snake. The people said that this is strange every night. The snake appears. One day they tried to look for that it has to be found, because someday somebody is going to be killed by the snake. And they found a paper snake. And they found the thread. And they found me hiding behind my grandfather's bed. Seeing that difficult thing is happening, I simply put the thread around my grandfather's leg. He was asleep. The crowd woke him up. I also was with the crowd. That what you are doing? He said, I was asleep. What is the matter? Who has put this thread around my leg? And the crowd also saw that he was fast asleep. Somebody else is behind the game. And this snake appears every day after 9 o'clock. And it has made people so afraid that many people have stopped getting out of their houses after 9 o'clock. And they asked my grandfather that you be watchful next time, Just remain alert and watch who is doing this trick. My grandfather knew that who must be doing it. But I was with the crowd that you have to be a little alert. And when everybody was gone, he said, "You rascal." You are doing this because I have seen you in daytime with that snake and you were putting that thread. But this is too much that you put it around my leg. I said, there was no other way. There was nobody else except you. I was hiding behind when I saw that I am going to be caught. I said, it is good because nobody can find fault with a sleeping old man. So you have to forgive me, but it was such an urgent situation. When you come across a snake, whether it is paper or made of rubber or plastic or dead, does not matter. It does not take any time to freak out. It is not a process. You say it is a long process, such a long process. Does it have to take a long time? Somebody has sent me The Ashram's Law of Shortcut. The shortest distance between two points is always under construction. It is very difficult here to find any shortcut. But there is no need either. If you follow rightly my understanding, my approach, time is not involved at all, neither any kind of distance. This very moment you can look at your mind and you can see all that your mind contains, and that will be enough to just be finished with it. It is not a question of time. It is not a question of effort, it is only a question of clear understanding. And that's what we don't do. We fight with anger, we fight with jealousy, we fight with everything. But fighting never helps because it takes time, and fighting shows one thing absolutely, that you don't understand that by fighting you cannot go beyond mind. Fighting is simply one part of mind fighting with another part. It is like making my both hands fight with each other. Do you think any hand is going to win? It depends on me. I can make win the right hand, or I can change the idea and make the left hand win. But I know perfectly well that it is within my power. Both hands are mine. Any conflict in your mind, any split in your mind is just a game. You have become two teams. Football teams are and you can go on playing the game and you can enjoy that you are on a spiritual pilgrimage, that you are a great seeker and you are just playing football and you are playing from both the sides. There is no question of any victory, no question of any defeat. That's what so-called religious people have been doing and are still doing. Their rituals, their prayers, their austerities certainly take time. And not only that they take time, they never arrive anywhere. They remain the same persons. Maybe they have repressed their sexuality, but the sexuality is there. Repressed, it becomes more dangerous. Because it becomes more deep-rooted in your unconscious, from where it will create 1001 perversions. I have heard three rabbis were standing on the railway station . They were going somewhere, obviously, and finally the youngest one said that now it seems the train is going to come and I should get the tickets. So he went to the window and he saw a beautiful woman working on her register. The young rabbi said to the woman, "Lady, how much it will cost for Pittsburgh?" He forgot that he is going to Pittsburgh. The woman was very angry that you, being a religious man, the rabbi felt very ashamed. He came back and told the other rabbis that You can purchase the ticket because I am feeling very nervous. And in my nervousness, I have spoken something wrong. They said, but tell us what wrong you have spoken. He said, I cannot repeat it. And don't make me feel more guilty. I am feeling very bad. So the second rabbi is elderly than the first, said, I am going, what kind of nervousness is this? Just purchasing a ticket. And the moment he saw those beautiful tits, he forgot everything. His old age, his austerities, his rituals, his prayers, all were forgotten. And of course, because he was older, then he committed more mistakes because his unconscious and his repression was longer. He said, just give me 3 tickets for Pittsburgh and the change you can give me into Naples. The woman was outraged. She said, you rascals, you are pretending to be rabbis. The first one came and now you have come. And you are worse than the first. And the second rabbi came trembling. And the oldest rabbi said, what is the matter with you idiots? Just purchasing a ticket, what happens on the window? The second one said that you go and see yourself. Something goes wrong. I was not thinking that such a stupid thing I can do, but it simply came out. The old rabbi said, this window seems to be mysterious, but let me try. And of course, he was a very strict disciplinarian, a perfectionist, and the oldest of all. He kept himself very alert, seeing that 2 persons have failed, something is wrong there. He saw the tits. But he understood immediately that, okay, so this is the problem. That Pittsburgh must be becoming Pittsburgh. He take a right approach. He said, lady, how much it will be for Pittsburgh? The lady said, you are really a religious person. Those 2 fellows are so ungentlemanly. They should not be accepted as rabbi. The rabbi said, you are right. I will put them right. But I am going to put you right too. You are not dressed properly. And remember, when you will die, saint finger on the gate of heaven will show his Peter at you. The old man became angry. But you cannot get away from the repressed. It is going to come in some way or other. Now Saint Peter becomes Saint Finger. And poor Finger becomes Peter. Perversions is the only achievement of your repressed approach of all the religions. It has created a very perverted humanity. I will not say to you to do something to transcend mind. I will say to you, all that is scientific is to understand. First understand mind, which is your reality. Why be in such a hurry of going beyond it without understanding it? Understand it. And the very understanding is transcendence. The moment you have understood your mind, you are beyond it. You will find yourself beyond it within a split second. It won't take any more time. It is not a process, it is a quantum leap. My effort to emphasize continuously meditation is nothing but, in other words, watching the mind, understanding the mind, seeing all its subtle and cunning ways, and once you have become perfectly aware of all its conscious, subconscious, unconscious layers, you are already out of it. In your very watching, you have gone beyond. And beyond the mind, there is no desire for more. Because beyond the mind, you go on growing more and more into infinity. There is no need to desire, it happens spontaneously. So the first thing is an understanding of the mind, and the second thing is to rejoice in spontaneous growth. the young nun rushed into the mother superior's office and exclaimed, "We have got a fresh case of syphilis in the convent." The mother superior looked up and said, "Thank God, I am sick to death of red wine." It is a little difficult. The nun has reported to the superior mother that they have received a fresh case of syphilis. And the superior mother said, "Thank God, I am sick to death of red wine." Always red wine, red wine. At least something fresh has come. A doctor received an urgent phone call. "Doctor," said the voice, "my wife swallowed my fountain pen 2 hours ago. Why did not you phone me sooner?" Asked the doctor, "I have been using my pencil up to now." Replied the husband, "But the lead has broken and I don't have a sharpener." Life is so ridiculous and so hilarious that if you just try to understand your mind, you will have great laughter at yourself. What you have been doing once, one of girl friends of Pablo Picasso said, "If my boyfriend would ever meet a woman on the street who looked like the woman in his paintings, he would fall over in a dead faint." But Picasso is not aware what he is painting. The girlfriend is saying that the women he paints, if he meets someday on the road, he will forget all painting, he will faint and fall over on the road. But Picasso is not aware that all his paintings are nightmares. And he has been working so hard on those paintings. All his life, and he was a genius, but must be absolutely unconscious what he is doing. what you are doing, what goes on in your mind, what kinds of paintings you make, what kinds of dreams come to you, what things make you jealous, what things make you infatuated. Just watch. You have been given free of charge by your biology a whole television set which needs no change of any batteries or any electricity. It runs continuously from the cradle to the grave, and who knows, it may be running even in the grave. Because the brain surgeons have become aware of a fact that the brain can be taken out from your skull and put into a mechanical head with all that it needs, oxygen, blood, everything runs through the mechanical head exactly as it used to run in your head from your body. Your brain continues to function. It does not know that the man is changed. It goes on dreaming, it goes on thinking, it goes on making plans, it goes on being jealous. Brain surgeons have been very much shocked that the brain does not need you at all. It goes on by itself, and it is very frightening. Just a brain without a body, just mechanically supported for its nourishment, is perfectly well. And it goes on doing the same old exercises. You are being used by your brain almost like a mechanical support, nothing much. This brain certainly has to be transcended, but to transcend it, you are not to fall into the trap of taking any support of the same brain. If you take any support, you will never be able to get out of its trap. The only way not to take support is just to watch, wait, and see all its functioning. And you will feel immensely relieved immediately, because it has nothing to do with you. It is just a biocomputer. And this understanding that I am separate is the transcendence, is what you mean by going beyond.
Beloved Bhagwan, in my first few months here, while meditating, a few times I came across a very intense space where it was as if time had stopped. But now it does not happen, and I can feel that there is some expectance in me, though I remember that the space only came when I was not looking for it. Even though I feel so good while meditating, especially in your presence, so full and rich inside, I wonder where those spaces went and how I can get back to the innocence of non-expectance.
Shivam Suvarna Your question almost answers itself. But perhaps you have managed the answer only intellectually. Your question seems to be real, but it also implies the answer. The answer seems to be your intellectual understanding of the situation. I will read the question to make it clear to you, because that clarity will change everything. In my first few months here, while meditating, a few times I came across a very intense space where it was as if time had stopped. But now it does not happen, and I can feel that there is some expectance in me. That expectance is preventing it, and it seems that intellectually you understand it. You say, though I remember that the space only came when I was not looking for it, even though I feel so good while meditating, especially in your presence, so full and rich inside, I wonder where those spaces went and how I can get back to the innocence of non-expectance. Any method, that's what you are asking for, how I can get back into that innocence of non-expectance. Any method, whatever its nature, will make things more complicated, because you will be doing it to get into a space which comes only when you are not expecting it, intellectually you seem to have understood the fact that it was only when I was not expecting it, it came suddenly. And now there is a subtle expectance. And you are wanting how to get into that state again. You simply forget all about those spaces. You are feeling good in meditation. Why bother about a space where it seemed as if time has stopped? What you are going to get out of it? And moreover, it was only as if. Even if time had really stopped, what is the gain? Perhaps the battery of your quartz watch was finished. Time stopped. There is no other time except in your watches. A man charged into a jewelry shop, slammed his fist angrily on the counter, removed a wristwatch from his pocket, and shook it under the nose of the saleswoman. Damn it! You said this watch would last me a lifetime! He roared. Yeah, said the woman, but you looked pretty sick the day you bought it. Don't be bothered about time is stopping, great spaces happening. Feel good because you are feeling rich and full inside. Enjoy this fullness, enjoy this richness. Become so much involved in it and perhaps you will find again that time is stopped. That again that space opens up, far bigger, far more deeper, far more intense, because it will be second time. But you have to be involved into some rich experience so deeply that there is no need for it. These things happen only when you don't need them. They follow the same law as banking. If you need money, no bank is going to give you. If you don't need money, every bank is going to pursue you. they are willing to give you as much money as you want, for as long time as you want, banker seems to understand this wonderful working of existence. When someone needs something, don't give, because it will be lost, it will never return back. When somebody has so much money that he does not want anything, he can open a bank himself, then all the banks are ready to loan on lower interest rates. Perhaps existence follows the same law. The more you run after something, the less is the possibility of you getting it. The moment you stop and you drop the very idea, suddenly you have got it. And you can forget those spaces only if you can create another dimension of richness, affluence, blissfulness, and that is opening up through your meditation. So there is no need to worry. And worrying, you will not be a winner. Those spaces came by themselves. Let them come when they come. When they come, enjoy them. When they don't come, don't even look back. Don't even think about them. This is something very essential to learn on the path. Otherwise you will get stuck on every point. Whenever something beautiful will happen, it will always happen without your knowing. Unexpectedly, the guest comes. But you feel so good that you start expecting. Now you are going against the law. The guest has come only because you were not expecting. And now you are expecting. Not only expecting, deep down demanding. And existence is very sharp. It won't come. You get involved into something deeper and richer in another dimension. And that is happening for you. So there is no problem. You are not empty, you are feeling full and rich. Feel more rich and more full. Go deeper into meditation and you will forget those spaces, because your meditation will bring greater spaces, greater richness, greater experiences, and then suddenly one day you will find not the same spaces that you had found, better ones. It is always getting better. On the path of meditation, it is always getting better. So never ask for anything to be repeated, because that way you will be a loser. Something better was going to happen and you are asking for something lesser. That past space had happened when you were not so deep in meditation. Now you are deep in meditation. You have earned more. You have become more worthy. At that time you were not feeling so rich and so full. Now you are feeling so rich and so full. You need not worry. Something greater will happen. But if you go on asking and hoping for those same spaces, you will be preventing those spaces, because existence never repeats. And you will be preventing better spaces because you are not looking for the future. You are looking backwards at the past. There is no technique to forget. You are asking for a technique, how to become again innocent and be non-expecting by any technique whatsoever. It is not possible. It is possible to get better spaces. Why you should hanker for those old, rotten, already experienced? They are second hand. Why not wait for fresher and deeper and more nourishing, more ecstatic experiences which are waiting ahead on the path? But you go on looking backwards. You are stuck. Don't get stuck with anything. Howsoever beautiful it is, there is a possibility of something better ahead. I have always told a Sufi story. An old man, a woodcutter, was so old, but he had to go chopping wood in the forest and bring it. And he was just able to maintain one time food. And in his old age, and a Sufi mystic was always sitting on the way when the woodcutter used to go in the forest, under a tree, the same tree, and he always used to touch the feet of the mystic, and the mystic used to laugh. Finally, one day he could not contain his curiosity. He said, why? Because it is strange. I touch your feet every day twice, going into the forest, coming back from the forest, and you always laugh. I am a poor man, uneducated, but this much I can understand, that I am paying respect to you and you are laughing. This does not seem to be relevant. The old man said, I am laughing because you are an idiot. Where you have been chopping wood just a little ahead, there is a copper mine. And with the same effort that you do in one day to get enough wood for your one meal, with the same effort you can get enough copper for your 7 days, two meals every day, and 6 days you can rest, one day you can work. I have been laughing because it is strange. A man has been coming his whole life and he never goes a little more. He always gets stuck with the same trees and just ahead those trees. The next day the man went and he was surprised. He was very happy. He came and he touched the feet of the master and said, I am sorry that I could not understand your laughter. Then he used to come only once a week. But the master started laughing again. So he said, what is the matter? Why you have started laughing again? The master said, you seem to be such a sticking guy. Just ahead that mine, there is a silver mine. Can't you imagine anything? Can't you see that there is too much ahead? He said, I have never thought about it. But you are a strange also. You know, why don't you tell me? And the master said, there are few things one should find oneself that helps your intelligence to grow. I had to say because my time is finished. And I cannot wait any more and just wait for you to discover. So just today, go a little further and find a silver mine. He found a silver mine. Now it was needed only to come once a month. But he got stuck there. And the master said, I have never seen such a fellow. Don't you know that there exists gold too? He said, where? Just a little ahead. And it seems that unless you are forced, you will not move. That day he went a little ahead and found a big gold mine. He said, my God, whole life I would have carried so much gold, I would have become almost a king. And that mystic is such a strange fellow. He knows everything and he never said anything to me. But that day he thought that now I have to make one effort on my own. Perhaps there is something more ahead. And there was. There was a diamond mine. He said, my God, so many diamonds. And that mystic knows everything. And he thinks I'm idiot. Now I think he is idiot. He knows. And he goes on sitting under that tree, doing nothing, just waiting for people to give something to him. And his disciples beg and bring food to him, and he knows all this. And he thinks that I'm an idiot. Today I'm going to tell him that you are an idiot. What you are doing here sitting, knowing perfectly well, I am an ignorant man and I don't know what is ahead. But you know. So he came back with great courage. He sowed the diamonds and the mystic laughed. He said, that's good. But don't get stuck. He said, but what can be ahead of it? The mystic said, ahead of it? I am. Otherwise, why I am sitting here? Because I have something more valuable than diamonds. So when you are finished with your diamonds, you come and sit under my feet. It is my last days, and I would like to share you something more than diamonds. But you had to pass through these stages. Otherwise you would not have understood that this poor fellow who depends on people's food, who is just a beggar, can have something inside him which is far more valuable than the whole diamond mine. He dropped the diamonds there and he said, I am finished. If that is the case, then I am not going to leave you. The old man said, you can sit also. There is enough space under the tree. And it is beautiful and very shadowy. And my people bring food enough, so it will be enough for both. The woodcutter said, he was an ignorant man. Not a thinker, not a philosopher, not religious. He has never thought much, he has never dreamt. If he was brought to a psychoanalyst, the psychoanalyst will refuse him because he will not be cooperating. If you will ask him, tell about your dreams, he will say, I don't have any dreams. Then the psychoanalyst cannot do anything. Without dreams, he cannot help anybody. He sat by the side of the saint, and as the night grew deeper and the silence and everything became quiet and calm, he also became quiet and calm. And suddenly he started feeling the vibration of the mysterious man. He could not see anything, but his heart was dancing. He could not say anything, but his whole being for the first time was in a state of joy. He has never known except misery, poverty and suffering. Early in the morning, before he could even say thanks to the saint, the saint died. But he has left behind him another saint. When the followers of the old saint came, they could not believe. The old man is dead, but a new fellow is sitting by his side with the same wife. Those followers have tasted the joy and the peace of the old man. That's why they used to come from far away town to bring his food, just to be with him for a few minutes was enough. It kept them running 24 hours, celebrating life. They could not believe that the old man has played such a game with them. He is gone, but he has left a representative. They offered his food to the woodcutter, and the woodcutter became the saint. Nothing was said, nothing was declared that he is the successor, but he proved to be a far greater saint because he was an ignorant man, and suddenly silence turned all his ignorance into innocence. All that you need is forget always what happens and remember always there is much more. There is no need to long for it, because it always happens whenever you are right. Whenever you are in a right tuning, you hear the music from the beyond. And whenever you are in a right space, the whole existence celebrates with you. There is no technique to forget, just a simple understanding. If a woodcutter can go ahead why can't you go a little more deeper into your meditation? That memory of a beautiful experience is holding you back. Forget all about it. It is not worth remembering because much more is there. Keep yourself available for much more. On this path there is no poverty, there is always more and more richness. On this path you don't become finally a beggar, you become an emperor. The plane hit a star and was going up and down and sideways. A little old lady was getting very nervous and suddenly she shouted, "Everybody on the plane, pray!" A Scotsman sitting next to her said, "I don't know how to pray." "Well, do something religious." The old lady cried, so he got up, took off his hat and started making a collection. That's the only thing he knows, that is religious. You just don't wait for those spaces. There are greater religious spaces ahead. Don't get stuck with prayers. Before sending you to the chair, said the judge to Moshe Finkelstein, "Is there a last request you would like to make?" "Yes, judge," said Moshe. "I would like to have a look at my wife first, then I will feel more like dying." People have strange fixations. Don't bother about what happened in the past. What is happening right now is so beautiful. Is it not? Then why create any disturbance. Just go deeper into it, that which is available. It will open new skies and many, many spaces. And then you will wonder that how foolish it was to expect your kindergarten experiences. Those were just little glimpses of the unknown. The whole unknown is still waiting for you to experience it. Okay, man.
Yes,
love affair with the whole universe.